Monday guest in this time slot is a gentleman by the name of Clay Jenkinson, who is the director of the Dakota Institute and a man of letters and academia and hard work. And we often find him in different parts of the world, different corners of the planet, if a planet can have corners. But today I believe that we find Mr. Jenkinson in the state of North Dakota, and we are happy to welcome him to the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Mr. Clay Jenkinson. Where are you today?
Mike McFeely, I am in my kitchen in Bismarck, North Dakota, and I'm always glad to talk with you. And in fact, it is one of the great highlights of my week.
You have some really weak weeks then, if this is one of the highlights for you. No offense to you.
No, I mean, I got an email or a Facebook message from somebody in Fargo and said she and her husband think that this is the best, I mean, you can take this or leave this, but this is the best half hour on KFGO per week.
And well, I'll take that.
It's all McFeely.
No, it's all
I'm
you.
I'm just set up.
No. You're Abbott and I'm Costello, or I'm Laurel and you're Hardy, or something
I think
like
you
that.
You are Dean Martin, and I'm Jerry Lewis, and I'm willing to do that thing where I run around the stage.
And I'm willing to chain smoke cigarettes and be drunk all the time. So that's
and think of all the babes for you.
Hey, and a heck of a voice, by the way.
You know, one of the worst films that was ever made was where Jerry Lewis plays Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Do you remember that thing?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I mean, when he is a goof, he's all right, but when he plays himself, it makes your skin crawl.
Yes. And, Jerry Lewis, as I understand it, is huge in France still. That's one of those quirky things that means nothing to anybody, but Jerry Lewis is still this huge superstar in France.
Now, I will defend that. I mean, not that this is our topic for the week, but
it might
I
be.
Actually once watched about 10 Jerry Lewis movies in a weekend. And I went in with the same question. Why do the French think that this is a genius? But if you watch it, you have to be drunk or high. But if you watch it in the right spirit, you see this broken, fragile, comic, collapsed, neurotic human being, and you can see that the French think that this is a window onto the deepest aspects of the human condition and not just an idiot running around a boxing ring.
And what's more funny than a wounded, neurotic, crazy man running around? What's more humorous than that in my book?
I'm awfully funny, and I'm that person. You're funny. You're on the road to being that man.
Oh, I'm there in many
You've
ways.
You've got a talk show. What more brokenness can you get?
Well, yeah, I've been married for 16 years. I have a child.
You have a great child.
But she's a tweener now, and so she's just completely...
What does that even mean?
She's between being a young girl and a teenager.
And is that good or bad for you?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about that
because your
wife will call.
Yeah, she listens every day.
Hello, Mrs. McFeely.
Yeah, she's listening.
We're talking about ping pong.
We should be. Be more interested than talking about
my daughter
family
is
life.
Now on the other side of that thing, but she's still, like, she's a young woman. She's 19 years old. She's at university. She's thriving. But she's about 8 parts young woman and 2 parts 7.
Oh.
And I love it when the 7-year-old comes out to play.
Oh, yeah. No, there's still an Emma. Not that we're boring people to tears right now talking about our children, but there's still that little girl, but yet there's the girl. Let me put it this way, okay? Friday night was the Taylor Swift concert here in Fargo.
You went?
No. I played golf. I'm a smart guy.
Yeah.
Allegedly. But Michelle and Emma went to the concert, okay?
Oh, my.
They wanted some of these red T-shirts that our sister station Y94 were handing out because it was the red concert tour that Taylor Swift was doing. So I brought home 2 T-shirts, one for Michelle, one for Emma. Michelle gets ready, looks lovely, has a red T-shirt on, a nice pair of jeans, and looks very, just a wonderful, 29-year-old woman that she'll always be. I thought Emma would be dressed in the same thing. Emma comes upstairs. She has a blue dress on. She has fancy shoes. She has a little touch of makeup. She has her hair very well coiffed. And I said, oh, my God, you're going to the Taylor Swift concert as a teenager. I'm now officially an old man, and I have to watch out for boys looking at you the wrong way because I'll beat them silly if they do.
How well did she appreciate that?
Well, I didn't. I just
didn't actually say it.
I didn't say it. I thought it.
You didn't use the word coif, did you?
No. What I did was, it clearly caught me off guard. But when I saw her walk up the stairs, I went, Emma, you look beautiful. You look stunning.
Mike, I just give you one piece of advice. If you want your child to continue to respect you at any level, you must never use the word quaff. I mean, you're holding on thin ice as it is. Don't go all, my three sons, Fred McMurray on her.
Well, I think he fell off a roof the way he died, so I don't want to do that either.
No, but I mean, we're so lucky to have these daughters. I'm sure people are bored to tears, but your daughter I've met, and she is a very nice young woman, and you're fortunate to have her.
Thank you, Clay. Hang on with me. We'll talk about some more serious issues such as Syria and locking your doors at night with Clay Jenkinson next on the Mike McFeely Show. You know, I was in Devil's Lake over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and we can talk more about this tomorrow. I don't want to take up Mr. Clay Jenkinson's time today talking about this, but one thing became abundantly clear for me Saturday and Sunday in Devil's Lake, and that is that sports-wise, in the state of North Dakota now, there is one college football program and there's one hockey team. And it's the NDSU football team, which has become the statewide football team of North Dakota. And, of course, the UND hockey team is a statewide hockey team. I sat down to have a beverage with a couple of UND fans, UND graduates, who I think historically haven't cared that much for NDSU. And I asked them, I said, when's the UND football game tonight? And their response to me was, UND has a football team? They said, we're all about NDSU up here in Devil's Lake now. And I went, wow, really? And it's become that big of a deal, NDSU's football team. But we'll get more into that tomorrow. Right now, we're talking with Clay Jenkinson, the director of the Dakota Institute, and our usual Monday guest on the Mike McFeely Show. Clay, Syria, you and I talked about it last week. Some things have happened since you and I chatted. Number one, Senator Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota said, wait, here's an alternative proposal. Number two, today she came out and said, I can't support the president's resolution as it stands right now. And number three, maybe most importantly, Russia has entered into the conversation about Syria, saying, look, why doesn't Syria just turn over its chemical weapons to another third party and then they can get the heck out of this thing? Your latest take on Syria, does this Russian thing have a chance of going anyplace with Assad and with the United States?
Well, Russia has backed Syria because they don't want American hegemony in the Middle East. And I understand that. This is about the geopolitical balance of power. And Russia is historically our antagonist in the Middle East because they don't want America to control that region entirely. And so for Putin to go this far and to say that it's unacceptable to him and to Russia that Syria have chemical weapons and that Syria must give them up and here's a plan to do it is a real step forward. It's a victory for American diplomacy and it's a victory for the forces of humanitarianism and civilization in the world, in my view. So I was actually, I don't know that it's a practicable solution, and I doubt that Assad will accept it, but it's good news that Russia stepped up that way and didn't just say, we oppose the United Nations and we oppose the United States in this action.
But doesn't the fact that Russia did step up and offer this, doesn't that then give everybody a way out? If Assad doesn't want to get bombed, if he doesn't want missiles to rain down in his country and perhaps on himself and kill him and lead to the end of his people and his reign and everything else, and then doesn't it also give Obama a way out, which Obama desperately wants a way out of this. Obama desperately sees that nobody in this country, the United States, wants military action in Syria. Isn't it a good ending for everybody if they can work this out? Or am I being way too naive and way too optimistic?
No, I'm for you in this respect. I do think that it allows a solution that's not a military to one, but this part of it, you know, the red line, as it's now known, is about chemical weapons. And if it's true that it's this regime that used them against the Syrian people, that is unacceptable. And I actually approve of the president's strong moral condemnation of it. Not that he's consulted you or me on this question,
no,
of course, but you know the thing to do is to force the regime to get rid of those weapons or to entrust them to some other party. And if that can be done, that's great news. But I'm so disappointed with the reaction, the congressional reaction to the president, that I'm almost now in favor of the mission. You know, if this were a Republican president, we would have already bombed them. for the right wing of the Republican Party to have qualms about this is really the deepest form of hypocrisy, in my view. And I like to defer to the President of the United States. I hope we don't do this. I said last week, I hope we don't do this. But I think that the partisanship with which, I mean, the Republicans would vote against this if it were Munich or if it were Pearl Harbor. I mean, at the moment, they just hate Barack Obama so much and want so much to damage him and his presidency that they would do anything, however perverse, to thwart him. I'm not talking about moderate Republicans, but radical right-wing Republicans. And, you know, we can't run a country this way, Mike.
Do you think it's that the right wing has gotten that? Well, I mean, I know that they're that venomous against the president, but you believe it's more of a political ploy by them than what their true beliefs are?
Yes. I believe that if this were George W. Bush saying, look, folks, the red line has been crossed and we cannot stand for this, or as he said, this will not stand, I believe there would be widespread support, including by Democrats, reluctant Democrats, but there would be support. I think the reverse is not true. I'm a little unhappy with Heidi Heitkamp's answer because I want her to be a stateswoman and to do what she thinks is in the best interest of this country. But she said, I'm going to do what I think the people of North Dakota want me to do. I don't think that's what great leadership is. I think her view is the people of North Dakota need to let me think this thing through because they have entrusted me with this enormous amount of national power. I think that it's a mistake for everyone to be so quick to condemn this. I mean, we are looking here at an unspeakable act against the people of Syria, and if we stand by and say, well, gee, too bad, we really hate this, but I guess there's nothing we can do about it, that just doesn't seem to me to be responsible action. I'm not for the strike. I'm against the strike. But I want more condemnation by the entire government of the United States and less partisanship.
But don't you think, though, Clay, that in part this is a reaction to what George W. Bush and the Republican Party did in Iraq? Because we were sold a bill of goods. And any right-wing partisan who tries to deny that we were sold a bill of goods as a country and that everybody in Congress, Republicans and Democrats, by the way, completely just collapsed and said, yep, go bomb it. Yep, easy. Let's go bomb this guy. Let's get rid of him. We fell for it, Clay, and we're still paying the price for that.
You're quite right. I mean, Clinton would be the president of the United States if she hadn't supported that war. I mean, that's what the single biggest factor that cost her the nomination in 2008. Now, I get it. We are weary of war, and I think it's a paradox. I mean, I'm against the strike, and here's why. We're going to wage war against the people of Syria because we're offended by the fact that they've waged war against their own people? And that's nuts. Of course there will be collateral damage. Of course there will be civilians who are hurt. There's no way we can target this thing in such a way that will not be creating in miniature the very issue that we're so offended by.
The thing that I keep going back to, though, in a personal sense, is I don't want us to strike militarily in Syria. I've been clear from that from the start.
Me either.
I'm one of these people who I'm tired of it. I'm tired of all the war. I'm tired of the money. I'm tired of the people coming back in body bags or coming back with limbs gone or with their mental capacity affected somehow. I don't want that anymore. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of seeing that. However, I keep going back to the belief that people are being slaughtered here. I know it's another country. I know it's not our business. I know we should just leave them alone, but people are being slaughtered. And I had a conversation with somebody over the weekend, Clay, who has served this country militarily in places like Afghanistan and Iraq and lots of other places. And he's against a military strike as well. But what he said was, but think about it this way, Mike. I know nobody wants us to be the policeman of the world, but if we're not, then who is? And don't we have a moral obligation as the United States of America to stand up for ideals and beliefs that we think are right? Even though it's messy, even though it's ugly, even though it's costly, don't we have that obligation? And I didn't have an answer for him.
Well, I hear that. You know, and let's harken back to President Clinton and the former Yugoslavia. And he did that against the explicit negative response by the Congress of the United States, and he said, I can do no other. I must do this. It turned out to be one of the most successful military missions in American history. I'm against the strike, too, but I'll tell you what offends me more than that. It's using this as an issue for demagoguery and Obama bashing. You know, the president of the United States is the president of the United States. He's in an almost impossible position. As you say, there are unspeakable acts going on in Syria. We must have some responsibility in the world if we want to be the United States. So he's been wrestling with some rational, intelligent strategy. And for the people to second and third guess him so easily is, I think, a mistake. I think our general view should be carefully to defer to the leadership of the person we put in that office.
Okay, fair enough. Clay Jenkinson, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. We can take some phone calls if you would like. If you want to talk to Clay, ask him a question, talk to me, knock him around, knock me around. I don't care. You can do whatever you want to me. 237-594-8800-880-5346. Or you can send us an email at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. More to come with Clay Jenkinson right here on the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. I want to break. The home stretch of the Mike McFeely Show on this Monday afternoon. Clay Jenkinson continues to be our guest here in the last couple of minutes of the program. Have a couple of phone calls waiting on for you, Clay. So let's go to Bob in Park Rapids, Minnesota. Bob, you're on with Clay Jenkinson. Go ahead.
First of all, I always enjoy hearing you on the show.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions for you, or several points, I should say. Number one, if you can believe anything you hear in news or what you read, the Mideast by and large hates us. It's a region of the world that's different from the rest of the world, as you hear it. Third, at what point do we stop being the world's policemen? And number four, when do we have to keep sending our people back in body bags, or worse yet, physically and mentally mangled beyond recognition almost?
All right. Bob, lots of good points there for Clay. If you want to tackle those one at a time or all in one lump, Clay, go ahead.
Well, I'm not comfortable with our being the policemen of the world, but I don't think that we would cheerfully yield to anyone else. In other words, it's one thing to be tired of this, and I share your view, and I think this gentleman's view, but imagine if we weren't the policemen of the world, if we weren't the hegemon. I mean, we are that people. We do bring a fair amount of earnestness and restraint to what we do. I just wonder what it would look like otherwise. The body bags offend me because, you know, we don't have conscription. So we have patriotic people who love this country deeply, who go fight our wars for us while the rest of us pay almost no price. And I find that really upsetting. I don't think there would be wars if there were a draft.
Going to go to Craig in Fargo. Craig, you're on with Clay Jenkinson. Go ahead.
Clay, I find it very upsetting that you just can't buy the fact that we listened to lies that got us into a war that we're still in. 7 GIs died last week in our last month in Afghanistan. We're just sick of it. We don't trust those people over there. They all lie about who did what. Why do we want to continue on? It's just earnestly, we're sick and tired of the whole mess, and we don't want to start another one. What's so hard to buy about that?
I actually buy that in 100%. I think, Mike, you and I both agree with that, don't we?
Yeah.
But if we don't buy into this, we have something to do with the president. We hate the president. I'm so sick and tired of that line being used. It's not the case.
Okay. I mean, fair enough. We'll disagree about that, but I certainly agree with your major point.
Let's take one more quick one from Leslie in Fargo. Leslie, you're on with Clay Jenkinson. Go ahead.
Yes, I just had a couple of things I wanted to ask or kind of put out there. One would be, you know, the morality of it all and, you know, whose morality? Are we trying to push our moralities onto these other nations, or, you know, how does that fit into the picture?
Well, sure. And Leslie, I'll take a crack at that since I brought it up. I don't think that as a nation we can stand still when innocent people are being slaughtered. I don't think that as a nation, it goes beyond, oh, it's not our business. Well, it is our business when innocents are being killed.
And I understand where you're coming from as an American point of view, but what about a third country point of view? When you have a child that will have bombs strapped to that child, that would be happily strapped to bombs because that's what, you know, they are being told as a religion, you know, for them to do, and that's why they were put on, you know, you know, all his creations to do that. And happily we'll go up to one of our groups of military members and, you know, exterminate the whole group. That's, it's just, there's really a different view on the, the sanctity of life.
Okay. Leslie, thanks for the phone call. Any reaction to that, Clay, in 30 seconds or so?
I can quickly disagree with that. I think that the number of people who will strap bombs on their chests or on their children's chests are as few in the Islamic world as the number of Timothy McVeighs or white supremacists in our world or KKK members. In other words, it would be a mistake, I think, to characterize all of Islam according to its worst extremists.
Yeah, that's a fair, you can't stereotype an entire religion based on the crazies in that religion.
I sure wouldn't, because there are plenty of crazies right here in Leith.
Right here in Christianity land, there are plenty of crazies. Clay, thank you as always. Great conversation.
I'll see you next week. Say hello to your daughter.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate that.